This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. America sends $1.5 billion in aid to Egypt. That's now under greater scrutiny as violence escalates and criticism grows of Egypt's military-backed regime. Here's Senator Jack Reed on NBC.
The acts of the last few days by the Egyptian military are completely unconscionable, and I do believe we have to change our aid.
News today that the European Union also rethinking aid to Egypt. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us from London. Hi there, Stephen.
Hello, Mark.
So what does Europe want in return for this aid?
It will repeat its call for the bloodshed to come to an end, and it will insist on some kind of reconciliation between the military and the Muslim Brotherhood, the former ruling party in Egypt.
And give a sense just how much impact will this European threat of rethinking of potentially cutting off aid, delaying aid, what will that have in terms of impact on the Egyptian military regime?
Well, the military leadership has been bragging in recent days that they don't need Western aid. The billion or so dollars a year from the US and a similar sum from the EU are dwarfed by the $12 billion pledged by Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries. And the Saudis in particular hate the Muslim Brotherhood and so far seem quite happy with the coup and the crackdown. But none of this $12 billion has actually materialized yet, and Egypt's economic plight worsens by the day. Middle East analyst Nabila Ramdani says Egypt cannot afford to lose any aid.
So there's a real danger that Egypt will find itself without much financial support in the end, even though the generals for now are adopting a very defiant tone.
And adding to the regime's woes, the IMF has made it clear that $4.5 billion worth of proposed loans are now off the table. So financial as well as political pressures are mounting against the regime.
A lot of discussions going on around the world about that. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.